The following is sponsored by Friedland Industries.
Hi, everybody. This is Scrapponomics, and I'm your host, Michael Bass, with Friedland Industries. Let's get started. Time changes everything, except something within us which is always surprised by change. Thomas Hardy, English novelist and poet. In the past, we've discussed the hauling industry, companies that haul scrap and trash for a living. Historically, when people need to have material picked up and hauled away, they've called us at Friedland because they weren't sure who to call. Since we don't provide pickups directly, it's in this situation that we would provide people with names and numbers of reputable hauling companies. Actually, I've since created an online service for this, but we'll discuss that at a later time. Today, I'd like to focus on how the hauling industry has had to adjust to the commodity market crash, the same way we have in the scrap processing industry. When commodity prices are high, if a home or business owner had a lot of scrap material, haulers would likely pick up that material for free. The reason is because their payment is from the scrap value of the material when they bring it to a place like Friedland. Even in situations where someone needs to hire a hauler to clean out an entire house, haulers will charge for the labor involved and for removing any trash, but they would still factor in the estimated scrap value within the project when providing the homeowner with a quote to keep the cost down. Now, because the commodity markets are so low, hauling companies have had to start charging, even in cases where there's only scrap material and no trash. It doesn't mean this is the end of the world. Rather, I'm glad haulers have a way to adjust during a time like this, whereas the scrap industry is totally reliant on where the market is. However, I think it's worth pointing out this change to the public, so the change is less surprising. Tune in again next Thursday at 8:45 for Scrapponomics, Understanding the Fundamental Economics of Recycling. To learn more, go to recyclelansing.com.